And now Legwand up. He'll skate it up. Feeds Weber at center. Weber from center lofts. Empty net. He scores! Shea Weber skips one into the yawning cage. It's 4-1 Nashville with 39.4 seconds to go.
Back here on 102.5 The Game, our final hour of the show. Willie Donick, Greg Pogue here with you. Got a little music playing in the background now. The Vanderbilt spring football practice is going on. Got the 7-on-7 drills going on at this point. Trying to have the offense and defense get their signals with music going on. So that's why you're hearing the speakers blaring in the background. We've enjoyed that. Their spring game is coming up on Saturday night over at Vanderbilt Stadium. Looking forward to seeing what happens there. It's absolutely free. Meanwhile, as a lot of you know, it's playoff time in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You just heard Tom Callahan's call of the final goal and that 4-1 victory that the Predators had in Detroit not too long ago. A good win down the stretch to help their conference, knowing that they had won in the Joe. And when you come right down to it, if they don't win that game, everybody's in Detroit right now getting ready for game one. That was a big one to allow the Predators to get home ice advantage in round one. Brent Peterson is on the line with us. He always joins us on Tuesday evenings. He has been a man with many hats here. He has been all over the place. Brent, if you will, tell people what you've been up to the last couple weeks. You've been doing a little scouting in addition to your duties with the Predators.
Yeah, we didn't really know who we were going to play this first round, so I followed Chicago for a while, and then I followed Detroit and Dallas, and I went to a lot of games all over the place, but mostly focused on Detroit because we sort of knew they were right there with us. So ended up being good because I saw them four or five times in the last 2 weeks, and they are I got to know them really well, and I'm sure that the coaches did a good job of pre-scouting them on the tape and the video, but just added a little bit to their pre-scout when I added what I saw. So it was just been good. I've been all over the place, seen a lot of games, seen a lot of good teams, and Detroit's going to be tough. They're a good team, and they got all their guys back from injury pretty well, and they're starting to go, and they're a hell of a hockey club, and we just have to make sure we're ready for them.
For a team like Detroit that everybody is already pretty familiar with from your end, what little nuances, what little things are you trying to pick up when you scout a team like that?
Well, you know, they do so many things. Well, starting with the faceoffs, they win a lot of draws. We got to make sure we got to do a better job in the faceoff circle because they're a puck possession team. If we can get the puck off them more times than they get it, it's certainly and faceoffs are huge in the special teams. You win the draw, it's still a penalty down the ice in 35 seconds. If you lose the draw, they're set up in your end. If you win the draw in the power play, you're set up, and they're not. And instead of being down the ice, so faceoffs are key and they're huge. We got to do a much better job in the faceoff circle. So, you know, most players just get in there and muck it out. We sort of show the guys what each player does. But it's still up to the centerman to get in there and fight for the puck and the wingers to help out when they're tied draws. So it's going to be interesting because they have great centermen. They're experienced. They win a lot of faceoffs. It starts right there with the faceoff, and then everybody plays a different system. We try to pressure the puck, and they play a little bit more of a, you know, they're pressuring the puck more now this year than they ever have. So we just have to make sure we execute our systems and do the things we do well. And one of the things I noticed over the last 2 weeks is if you don't take Datsyuk and finish him off at the other end, he'll burn it at the far end. So you have to finish your checks. You have to play hard. You have to do, because he's such a great player, and he's the key to their team. But, you know, they have a lot of good players. They have a lot of experience. We've got a lot of guys that have been there before. So we just have to make sure that we play our best hockey. We've done it. We know we can beat them, but they're going to be a good, solid team to play against. And I think we need to beat it. I think it's great that we're playing them tomorrow night and in this series, because might as well be, if you have to beat it, have to go through Detroit to get to the next round, might as well be right away in this first round, and we're going to see what we're made of right here, right away.
Brent, when I asked you, you immediately put a big emphasis on faceoffs, and that should, for casual fans that maybe have not noticed, a Paul Gostad, who you added at the trade deadline, that is his specialty. He obviously is going to play a big role in the series in terms of faceoffs because he's going to take a lot of them.
He is. He's going to take most of them in our end, too. So, you know, anytime you win the draw and you have a chance to get the puck and get it out, you're in good shape. And anytime you lose the draw in your own end, and Paul's been great for us. He's been over 60% since he got here. He's been terrific at draws. And we just want our guys to make sure that they win they win more than they lose, and make sure that they win the big zone. The defensive zone draws are the biggest ones, and then the offensive zone draws, neutral zone draws are for puck possession, and some centermen don't really concentrate. So I'd like our centermen to concentrate a little more on the neutral zone draws where we have the puck and we have a chance to go forward instead of them coming at us. Because they have, you know, they have two quality lines, and Datsyuk's line and then Zetterberg's line, and then they have a mucking line, Advocator and Cleary and Miller just come at you with their little give and goes, and they play hard in the corners, and they're good players, solid players that cycle and go to the net. And so that's their three lines. Their fourth line sort of a makeshift line. They have Holmstrom, who plays on the power play, and then so we know them pretty well, and they know us really well, so they know that they're going to come. They have all these things that we're trying to do to stop them. They're going to come up with some ideas to stop Suter and Weber. They're going to come up with ideas to get the Pekka to frustrate him and get in his face and run him over and do those kind of things. It's up to us to make sure we block people out and do a good job that way. So it's a really good chess match, too. It's just who see who the coaches play against each other and who the defense matchups are. So it's going to be a real interesting first 10 minutes tomorrow night to see who bends first and who doesn't break, who does break, and we'll go from there. Once the first goal is scored, everybody, all bets are off, and away you go, and you're down out to the races, and away you go, and you have a good series. So it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks. I think it will go 6 or 7 games, and I think, well, if we play our very best, we're going to have to be at our best to beat Detroit. Everybody knows that. So we have to play our very best, and we have to play. Everybody has to play together, and I always said this. And this is, and you can quote me on this one, Willie, because I did come up with this. I said, the best teams never win. The best team, the team that plays the best sometimes win, but the teams that plays the best together always win. So if we play, always play together and play team hockey, we will win every time. You can't beat a team over individuals. So if we play together, we'll be fine.
Predators associate, former Predators associate head coach Brent Peterson, now, as Willie mentioned, a jack of all trades with the Predators, the coaching staff, the front office, and whatnot here on the Sports Revolution. Brent, talk about special teams. Certainly that 100-plus is the goal, 80% on the kill, 20% on the conversion. Certainly the conversion being the best in the league statistically. What happened? Because it was always sort of in the middle or to the bottom part, but this year it just seemed like a light turned on. On the power play, why?
Well, the good thing was we moved the puck this year and we didn't stand still, and Weber was a big key, and he shot the puck really well and it went through and got through this year. But when they started covering Weber, we had Kostichin, we had Fisher, we had all the guys in Erat, and we had good units that played well together, and they didn't stand. They used to stand. Now they're moving with the puck and moving themselves. Horny gets in front of that. Hornquist gets in front of that. He's great in front of that. He's like Holmstrom for them. So we're very happy where the power play's gone. But their power play was very poor this year for them. They ended up 22nd. But they have been absolutely lighting it up the last 2 weeks. They've been having great chances. They moved the puck around. They've had 4 or 5 posts that they've hit. So they're going to be tough. So it's still discipline and details, and we can't take any stupid penalties. We can't take any undisciplined penalties. We just want to make sure that we play. I'd rather play them 5-on-5 because even though our power play is ranked way higher, I think it's going to be a tough series because their power play is coming along. They got all their guys back. They had a sort of disjointed power play the last few months with everybody being hurt. So with Lidstrom back and Datsyuk back, they're very, very dangerous. And they put Holmstrom right in front, and they put Branson right in front, and he just blocks everything, and you can't see, and Peggy can't see anything. So you got to just, we know how to kill it. We got to do it. Just it's whoever executes the best. And our penalty kill has been very good down the stretch, and theirs has been very good. So since they got 52, I can't even remember his name now. He's been back for Erickson's been back.
Jonathan Erickson,
yeah.
Yes.
Erickson's been back, and he's been great on the penalty kill for him. So they're doing a lot of good things right now. But you know, it all comes down to who executes and does the best for what their system is. And I know that our guys are fired up to go, and I think if we would have had another day of practice, the guys wouldn't have shown up the next day because it was just, you know, we just wanted to get at her today. So I think they're the same way, and I think it's good we're playing tomorrow night and get her going and get in the game. And it's a sort of a chess match. You know, you win one, you lose one, you make a change, you put a different player in, put a different dynamic in, you make adjustments, you go to the next game. So it's going to be a long series, I think, and I think we'll be just fine. We got lots of depth this year. We're pretty healthy, and we're gonna. I really got a good feeling about this year. I think it's gonna be our year that we're time for us to take over, and it's time for us to just go forward. We've had the experience of other years, and last year winning one series, so now it's time for us it's time for Nashville Predators to be the top team and go from there.
Brent, you mentioned the depth. Obviously, Alexander Radulov coming on late. What happened at the trade deadline, Gostad, and certainly Kostitsa and Hal Gill a little bit before that. But talk about having this much depth on the front lines, 15 healthy forwards, and the choices that the coaching staff is having to go through, particularly on that fourth line of who to play and who to make a healthy scratch.
Well, see, you got to get guys that can play together. Sometimes there's guys that are offensive players that, you know, they might sit out and they might be better than in your own mind, better than a player that'd be on the fourth line. But fourth line players don't have to know how to play together. And maybe a guy like Craig Smith, he might not dress tomorrow, but if one of our top six get hurt, he might go right in that spot. So, you know, the coaches are very good at placing the guys in the right roles. And right now, Smitty he's playing so well that they might still play him, but he might be out just because he's not in the right role on the fourth line. He'd probably be better to play on the versus second line. So if Steven or somebody like that got hurt, they go right in there. So you have to make sure you put the right lines together, make sure you put the guys who can support each other. And because it's like I said, it's always how you play together. It's not an individual game. And, you know, Radulov can't go out there and beat everybody by himself. And he's got to learn that too. He's had a little bit of trouble lately playing one-on-one and doing the things by himself. He's got to use Leg One. Leg One's got to use him. Steven, on the other hand, Andre has to come out and play together with those guys. They have no chemistry. You don't go anywhere. So you have to have some work ethic together. And I think that the coaches have been doing a good job all year. If a guy gets hurt, they put the right guy in the right role. And I think that they'll make the right choice. If it doesn't work, they'll make adjustments and go from there.
It is good to have options for sure. Brent, thank you very much for the time. It sounds to me like you're chomping at the bit for this series to start. I can't imagine if game one wasn't until Thursday. I don't know what you would do with yourself for the next 48 hours.
Well, I do the same thing. Everybody else, we just want to get out and play, and pretty excited about this year. We played well all year. The guys have really responded well, and we've added some pieces that we think are going to help out. And we just think that if everybody comes together at the right time, you're playing in the Western Conference, and no matter who you play, it's good. Like, LA's going to give Vancouver a great series because LA's just too good to go away. Like, Vancouver might win the series in 6 or 7, but it's going to be a war, and every series is going to be good. And so we're 4 and 5. We're like the Pittsburgh Philadelphia series. We're 4-5. We're in division. We're playing a great team. We're playing an established great team that's played good for years. And it's very unfortunate we have to do that, but because we finished so high, and finished so many points. But that's the way it is. We might as well beat them in the first round and go from there. So we'll see you guys in the game, and it'll be rocking tomorrow night. We'll have some fun.
That is for sure. Brent Peterson joining us here, as he does every Tuesday on the Sports Revolution. We will be talking to him throughout the series here. Of course, game one tomorrow night in Smashville. We're going to take a break from over here on the Vanderbilt campus. When we come back, Tim Corbin is going to join us. We'll talk about the spring game that's coming up on Saturday, coupled with his series with the Auburn Tigers. It's a big weekend here at Vanderbilt, along with the Stanley Cup playoffs. A lot going on here in our town. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more here on 102.5 The Game.